Jose Velasquez. Jose Velasquez of Harbor City. Jose, you applied to go on the sound payroll, so now we're going to pay you $100 an hour just to listen to Greek classic rock. So call 888-696-1003 in the next 10 minutes. I just started the clock,
Jose. Start the clock.
I just did it. You got to call back in the next 10 minutes. 888-696-1003. We'll hire you and we'll fire Paula Tsoudishi of G Hills. Is that Granada Hills, buddy. Granada Hills. Mm-hmm. Get back to us. And if you want to get on the payroll, well, you got to text us. Payroll to 21003 if you're not driving, and the text rates apply and all that good, happy business.
We got a situation,
well.
Chandley.
Is it more important than the hustle?
Yeah, I've lost my good luck pen.
Oh, man.
I can't do the show. Damn it.
All right. Well, let's shut down the transmitter and head home.
Let's go home, everybody.
See you guys on Monday. Bye-bye. No, we're going to hustle. We've got tickets to Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen's going to play once again at the LA Sports Arena. And so we've got these tickets to give away. Now, the show isn't for a few months.
Nope.
That's beside the point.
Doesn't matter.
We want to give it to someone who really wants it. Someone who shows some hustle.
Mm.
If you can get to the radio station before 7 p.m. without breaking any traffic or other laws, and you are interested in seeing Bruce Springsteen, call us right now. We'll take caller three. We'll start with caller three, 888-696-1003. Call us, and it has to be you. You can't proxy this out to
we're
somebody
not doing
else.
That again.
No, you
we
can't.
Fell for that once.
Yeah, no. It has to be you doing this, all right? So call us if you're interested in getting your... But don't block out Jose Velasquez from winning
true.
The... Yeah, we're making it difficult for Ashley right now.
Handle it, Ashley. Get on it.
And in the meantime, we're working for a living.
Huey.
It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian. I'm Andy.
Where's
you're
my
having
pen?
Fun with us
Where's
on the sound.
My pen? Where's my pen?
It's like every time we talk today, we're trying to give something away to people.
I know. Oh, you know what? I got to give you something.
What's that?
I owe you $5 because we got free sandwiches the other day. Yeah.
You really get you paid up on your debt.
I'm not a welcher, my friend.
Because we got free sandwiches from Austin, the assistant manager down at the...
At the counter, hashtag ad.
Austin.
Yep.
So, we got William Wise is going to try to get us here, but he works until 5:30. We're going to check in with him from El Segundo.
Yeah,
good luck with that. We got more rock and roll to play here, but I need somebody to participate in the Classic Rock Time Capsule against Christian for some Iggy Pop tickets. If you're interested in doing that, let's give something else away. 888-696-1003. We'll take caller three.
Ooh, man.
Changing it up a little
creative.
Bit. Creative. I know.
Yeah, we are going to buy our way to the number four slot here in Los Angeles, my friend.
It's a pipe dream. Andy in the afternoon on the sound. Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. I got Christian right over there. Mm-hmm. And I've got good news for Paula Tsoudishi of Granada Hills. Paula, guess what? You got yourself another $100 because we did not hear back from Jose. So, top of the hour here, we're going to call out another name for the sound payroll. If you want to get involved in this, just text payroll to 21003. If you're not driving, all the text rates apply and all that good stuff. But text us, payroll to 21003. Hey, we'll be calling your name out. Up next, I'm going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule, and I'm going to ask Christian a question about American rockers in England.
Ah,
you're originally from England?
Yes,
I figured maybe
I am.
This might be in your wheelhouse. Who's on the phone to play with us?
It is Jeffrey.
Jeff, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Calling from my work in City of Industry, but I'm living in Oak Hill.
In Industry, all right. The garden spot of Southern California. All right, hold tight. We're going to take care of some bills, and then we're going to play this game and see if you win some tickets to see Iggy Pop.
Sounds great.
All right, hold tight. And, classic rock on the way as well from the likes of Ringo in Kansas. It's all on the way on the sound.
Beat it.
A lot of eight.
Sing along if you know.
All right, are you ready? We're going to jump into the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's open, and let's see if we've got our caller along with us. Jeff, you hanging out with us?
Yep, ready to go here.
All right, stand by. I'm going to ask Christian a question in a few minutes. You get to second guess him for some Iggy Pop tickets, but stand by. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Friday. It's February the 5th, 2016. Christian, the question about American rockers in England coming up, since you are, you have dual citizenship?
I do not. I'm an English citizen, mate. I've got a green card.
Really?
Yep.
You have a visa for this?
I do. I can work legally in the States.
All right, just check. Okay, so here we go. On this date in rock history, not the only person that can break stuff out. Ringo, this is the first day at work in the Beatles on this day in 1962 for Ringo Starr. Pete Best calls in sick and he gets Wally Pipped. You know who Wally Pipp is?
Nope.
Yankees first baseman, 1925. He misses a game with a headache. Lou Gehrig fills in and plays the next 2,130 consecutive games.
It's a tough day off for that other guy.
Yeah, that kind of happened to him. Later in 1962, George Martin decides Pete Best just isn't good enough, so he's sacked in favor of Ringo. They bring him back as the permanent replacement. A couple great songs released on this same day in 1972. Neil Young releases this masterpiece.
Keep me searching for a
Linda Ronstadt and James Taylor singing the harmonies there.
Keep me searching and I'm growing.
This is only number one.
Keep me searching for a heart of gold.
So good. And Paul Simon puts out this. It's his first single without Art Garfunkel, Mother and Child Reunion. It's a really heartfelt song that's named after one of the specials at a Chinese restaurant. Does chicken and egg, mother and child reunion.
No, I would not give.
Yeah, he's a little bit show-offy. Always has been.
True story, it's pretty cool. Disgusting, but it's cool.
But the mother and child reunion is only emotional.
I like it. Christian, all right, so you are a British citizen. You may know the answer to this question. I'm bringing you in here, Jeff. You don't have to get the right answer. You just have to know whether he's right or not.
Gotcha.
Today in 1957, the first major American rocker to tour the UK arrives in London. Is it Bill Haley, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, or Jerry Lee Lewis? What's your answer?
This is easy, because I remember seeing him at the old Scroat and Anchor. It was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Do you agree with him?
That is correct.
Mm.
We're going to rock around tonight.
It is, in fact, not.
You fell for the old whistle switch.
It is Bill Haley in the comments. Sorry about that, Jeff. It's not in the cards for you today, but try again soon, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Bill Haley in his comments. It's actually a while since their star had faded in the U.S., but the Brits are thirsty for Yankee rock. 5,000 crazy fans meet them as they stream into the Southampton dock in London. You know who sees them on that tour?
No.
A 14-and-a-half-year-old Paul McCartney. He says, the first time I ever really felt a tingle up my spine was when I saw Bill Haley in the comments on the telly. Then I went to see them live. The ticket was 24 shillings. I was the only one of my mates who could go, as no one else had been able to save up that amount. But I was single-minded about it. I knew there was something going on here.
I knew there was something going on there.
And you know what's going on here? I'm going to let his buddy Ringo play us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Feel bad for Jeff.
Yeah,
seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, he really wanted them tickets.
Maybe he'll know something next time. Win something.
I would never believe me, I think, is basically the lesson we've learned.
Advice. Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. It is coming up. In a couple of moments, I'll tell you, we've got ELO tickets to give away. Two pair of ELO tickets to give away today. Yesterday was a fiasco.
It was a total disaster. Well done.
So today, it's a throwdown.
Okay.
You and me.
It's an ELO down.
Karaoke.
All right.
It's a showdown.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about it here in just a couple of minutes. After you listen to Paul McCartney and Wings, it's Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound.
If you change your mind, take a chance, I'm the first in line.
1980. 36 years ago this week, the four members of Swedish supergroup ABBA are offered $1 billion.
Get out of town.
To reunite for a few concerts. And they say?
Negatory.
Nope.
Yep.
Benny says, no. He says, it's an awful lot of money for us to say no to, but we decided it isn't for us. You know what I think? I think they were worried that it would be their
oh,
See what I did there?
Yeah, no,
Water.
Really clever.
Might be that Waterloo.
I lined up for an hour and a half to watch ABBA the movie when I was a kid in England.
Oh, God, I love that. Do you know where the name ABBA comes from?
No.
It's all their letters.
Their
it's
first
Agnetha,
initial.
What's her name? Yeah, what's her name? And the other guy.
Annafrid, mm-hmm. Binny, Bjorn, and Agnetha.
There it is.
By the way, go watch this video. Drinking game. Take a shot every time one of them winks. I swear.
Take a shot every time one of them chicks looks hot.
Yeah, they do that too. Woo-hoo! But they wink like 600 times. Okay, so it's throwing down time, bud. Another ear candy band from the 1970s, ELO, has reunited. Well, Jeff Lynne's going out. And I couldn't be more excited. He's playing three shows at the Hollywood Bowl in September. Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. We've got some to give away. And I don't like the cut of your jib. I don't like the way you badmouthed my giveaway method yesterday. So you, sir, I are throwing down.
Got it.
4:30.
4:30.
It is a karaoke contest.
Okay.
45 seconds each.
Sure.
We're going to sing a song, and we're going to do it for two listeners. We'll ask you in the next half hour to call. Don't call now.
I'm not even going to need all 45 seconds, pal.
You're going to need more than 45 seconds.
Whatever.
Coming up in just a moment, it's time for payroll. Are you on the payroll yet? Have you been on? Well, then listen, because I'm going to call out another name. Maybe we're going to keep Paula Tsujishi of Granada Hills on there for another hour, or maybe we'll put you on. Find out moments from now. Oh, and Great Classic Rock is on the way as well, like some... I don't know, maybe some Bruce Springsteen coming up here on The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon with Chris Judd. Yes, it's time to give the name Kathy Guerin of Los Osos. I love that band from East L.A.
They're the best.
They're really, really good.
Only the wolf survives.
Yeah, and the La Bamba thing they did for the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Kathy Guerin of Los Osos. You know, that's Spanish for the Osos. Los Osos, Kathy Guerin, if you call us in the next 10 minutes, 888-696-1003, I regretted it before I said it. Yeah. In the next 10 minutes, 888-696-1003, in the next 10 minutes, then, Kathy, you will be on the payroll. If not, we're going to add the Paula Tsujishi of Granada Hills, already $300 pot.
$300!
That's a nice purse. So I would call us if I were you. 888-696-1003. I'm starting the clock.
Start the clock.
The clock is started.
Well done.
So let's start playing some great classic rock like this one from Bruce Springsteen.
Oof.
By the way, what's his name?
That guy.
Willie Wilde or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He's supposed to be racing here. He's going to finish work first in El Segundo for the hustle today. I don't think he's going to make it to get these tickets for Bruce Springsteen.
Let's turn this one up and sing along.
All right. Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. From a Chuck Berry song, Little Queenie. He says, meanwhile, I'm still thinking. But there is something that song lacks. It's glaring. Can I add it on right here? Do you mind?
Please. It needs a gong.
Yeah.
It doesn't have one.
Nowhere in
there's
the song.
Not a gong.
Nowhere in Bang a Gong is there a gong. Hey, I need some people who want to bang it on down to the Hollywood Bowl and see ELO in September. If you would like to compete... and have Christian or I compete on in your stead, then you need to call us. Looking for callers, let's do 3 and 4 right now. 888-696-1003. Callers 3 and 4. We are going to compete on your behalf in a karaoke throwdown.
For tickets to see ELO at the Hollywood Bowl, Andy.
It's coming up here at the bottom of the hour. You don't want to miss it.
No.
Call people in other states. Pull the kids in from the yard. This is going to be epic. Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3.
Yeah, you might have oversold
the sound.
Yeah.
That's a good one. 100.3, The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. I am Andy, and that's Christian over there.
Yeah.
And I have some news for you on the payroll front.
Tell us.
Well, it looks like, what was her name? I've lost it.
Great.
It was Paula Tsujishi of Granada Hills. She tops out at $300. We've got a new person on the payroll. It's Kathy Guerin of Los Osos.
Okay, fantastic.
And so, Kathy, $100 for you. We'll try again at the top of the hour, and maybe we up that to $200, but we'll see. In the meantime, do we have our contestants on the phone? I'm told we've got Richard from Glendale. Is that right, Richard? Can you hear me?
Richard?
Yes.
There
Richard's from Glendale, and we've got Peter from Ontario. Is that correct?
That sure is.
Okay, so we're going to pair you guys up.
I'm going to make the choice here, Andy. You're a Peter. You're a total Peter. So you're going to be singing for him.
And you'll be Richard.
I'll be Richard.
All right,
there
Andy.
There it is.
All right, Andy.
Okay,
right.
So I'm Peter. That's yep. Andy. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do like 45 seconds of telephone line after the break here. And then everyone will get to text. Everyone listening will get to text who they think sings the song more faithfully. And then our surrogate will then win the tickets to see ELO in concert when they come this September. The tickets haven't even gone on sale yet.
No.
But Richard, Peter, hold the phone, okay?
Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
All right, you guys, good luck. And we'll be back with that throwdown. I'm so going to win.
I'm going to go first.
It's going to be embarrassing.
I'm going to go first.
It's going to be embarrassing.
I've decided I'm going first.
You should
first.
Go first right, because you shouldn't first. Follow me.
All right, fine.
You shouldn't follow me. We'll get to that and other great classic rock like some Led Zeppelin. It's on the way on Andy in the Afternoon. Christian, you're so going down.
Forget it.
This is the sound. Okay, it's Andy in the Afternoon, and we are about to have a throwdown, a sing-off for some ELO tickets. It's going to be Christian versus me, 45 seconds of an ELO song. We've got Richard from Glendale. You on the phone, Richard?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Richard's with Christian, mm-hmm. And Peter from Ontario, he's sidled with me. And you guys can listen in here as we go. It's going to be first 45 seconds or so of telephone line. Christian, I'm going to actually give you a little lead in here, okay?
Thanks, buddy. All right. Andy's been waiting for this moment his entire life.
It's the fun.
If you pick up that telephone, yeah, yeah. Hey, how you feeling? Are you still the same? Realize the things we did were all for real. Not a dream.
All right. Cut it off there.
I just can't. What? I was just getting into it.
You got it over a minute. And that was dreadful.
It was not dreadful. That was a solid 8 out of 10.
You held a pig nose on it.
I was trying to. It wasn't easy to do the telephone voice.
You That's held what a, get out of the way. Now it's my turn. All right, let's do this. You ready? Start it. I'm going to pay it some. It's due justice. I need quiet. I need quiet.
All right, sorry.
Hello? How are you?
God, I wish this was on camera.
Have you been all right through all those lonely, 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 lonely nights? That's what I'd say. I'd tell you everything. You'd pick up that telephone. How you feeling? Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things we did, oh, for real, not a dream. And I just can't believe they're all fading out of you. Yeah, 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 yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll take your apology now. Okay. And everybody can vote right now. It's sing-off. Text sing-off, S-I-N-G-O-F-F, all one word. Text sing-off to 21003.
Yeah.
I think we know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
When prompted, press A for Andy, C for Christian.
Okay.
A for Andy, C for Christian. Text sing-off. If you're not driving, all text charges and all that good business apply. So if you want Peter to win, then vote for A. If you want Richard to win, then you vote for C.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
understand?
It's pretty obvious how
Led
this is going to go.
Zeppelin. Oh, and then we're going to cut it off at 5:15. So
right,
do it
okay.
now.
Right.
It's Andy in the Afternoon.
All right, gentlemen.
Woo.
good stuff, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You know, I felt like I was in the room with Jeff Lynn's pool guy.
That was crap. 100.3 of the sound. This is what mine sounded like when we did it a minute ago.
Okay.
Sandy in the afternoon. A little karaoke throwdown happened a little while ago. I'll play you back samples coming up, but this is what I sounded like. You can't even tell if that's Jeff Lynn or me.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's really good.
Yeah,
so if you want to vote for Christian's version, what you need to do is text, if you're not driving, sing off, all one word, S-I-N-G-O-F-F, to 21003. When prompted, you press A for Andy, C for Christian. I'll play back if you need to hear a little refresher sometime in the next 20 minutes.
What are the stakes, Andy?
Prior to winning? Yeah, somebody's going to win tickets on this.
Yeah,
Big deal. You got Richard is behind you, and Peter is behind me.
Yeah.
Plus also the pride of winning. Coming up next, speaking of winning, would you like to get on our payroll here at The Sound? Your chance is nigh. Kathy Guerin of Los Osos has $100. Maybe it'll be two, or maybe I'll say your name, and you'll get on the payroll, and you'll be on it all weekend long until we start back up on Monday. Find out in mere moments. This is Andy in the afternoon. You're just going to be so embarrassed, Christian.
Nope. Winning.
We start next. 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. All right. Jeremiah Cheese. C-H-I-E-Z-E. You'd say that cheese?
I'd say that's cheese.
Or Chiez?
Chiez.
Chiez? Jeremiah.
Chiez?
Chiez? Of Corona. Jeremiah, why don't you call us up? You got 888-696-1003 to dial in the next 10 minutes so that we can hire you and fire Kathy Guerin of Los Osos, or we'll give Kathy another 100 if you don't call back in 10 minutes. Again, 888-696-1003. Call back in the next 10 minutes, and we will put you on the payroll, Jeremiah. Hey, do you want to hear it one more time?
Yep.
The two versions?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. This would be Christian singing his karaoke version.
Hey.
It's good.
Yeah.
How you feeling? Are you still the same?
I got right on those notes.
That's good. Yeah. And here's me.
And hey. How you feeling?
Oof. It's beautiful.
Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things
you did? You horses.
It's glorious. Richard, if you want Richard to win, he's backing Christian. Text C. First, you have to text SINGOFF, S-I-N-G-O-F-F.
Yeah.
Text SINGOFF, and when you're prompted, text C for Christian, A for Andy. I think it's going to be really close.
Well, I'm on the socials on our Facebook, Andy in the morning, Andy in the afternoon Facebook page, and I'm crushing you currently.
Nice.
I'm taking you down.
100 minutes commercial free is starting right now with a heart. It's Andy in the afternoon. All right, you've got two more minutes, a minute and a half if you want to vote. You want to text SINGOFF, S-I-N-G-O-F-F, to 21003. And when prompted, if you liked Christian's version of a telephone line better. Mm-hmm.
Vastly superior.
Hey.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Look at listen to that note, Andy.
Are
good.
You still the same? Realize the things we did.
Hey. Or me. Text A for Andy. C for Christian, A for
How
me.
You feeling?
Oh, you've got a much more linear, lineal, Lynn-like tone, you know? Lynn-ish.
It's because I sing it into my pillow every night.
I'll tell you this.
The vote, the momentum is in your has been in your favor over the last few minutes. I've been watching the change of votes. I won't tell you who's leading.
Okay.
I'll tell you at the bottom of the hour here, all right? 5:30. Meantime, it's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock with REM now on 100.3 The Sound. Andy in the afternoon, 100.3 The Sound.
Andy, do you think Jefferson Starship even remembers writing that song?
Or regretting?
Big ending.
I don't know. Yeah. It's part of 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, Christian. And
yes,
we're not
it
stopping
is.
Now. We've no. got so much more to go. A big finish here.
I told you we should have played Built This City.
We have the results of our karaoke sing-off.
All right.
Here's Christian once again.
Hey.
First note's brutal.
How you feeling?
I kicked butt on that line.
Are you still the same?
That's pretty good.
You found
Realize
it.
Yes.
The things we did.
The two middle ones were the best.
Yeah.
And hey.
That's tough.
How you feeling?
That's beautiful, Andy.
Are you still the same? Yeah. Don't you realize?
That tone on the second line.
Dude, if Jeff Lynne is ever looking for a show for, you are the guy for the job.
Well, we've got the results of the texts, okay. And our listeners say 17%.
Yep, voted.
Backed Christian and Richard.
Ah!
And 83% of them backed me.
Those
and
people,
Peter.
They're all ignorant.
Is he on the phone?
Yeah,
is Peter
both
on
the phone? Yeah.
Hey, Peter,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Peter, you're going to see ELO in concert when they come here in September.
All right. Thank you so much. That you're, is so awesome.
You're welcome, dude.
Sorry,
and I hope
Richard.
You voted for me, too. Richard might have even voted for me on that one. I'm not sure. Okay, so hold the phone. We're going to get some information from you. I will tell you this, everyone, as we continue with this rock and roll, this 100 minutes of classic rock, we'll give away another pair of ELO tickets at the top of the hour in 30 minutes. But Peter wins those.
17.
By the way, while I'm thinking of Peter's, go to on our website and look at a picture of Peter Burton, our GM.
From his new calendar.
And while I'm thinking of it, Peter Garrett of Midnight Oil right here. It's a Peter Fest.
It's all the
100.3 The Sound. Hey, Christian, you know what I want to do?
Do it.
I want to break it down.
Break it down again. God, I love that song.
It's a good song, right?
Tears for Fears.
So let's break something down. How about some Queen?
Well, here's the thing. This vocal's made its way around the interwebs a lot, but it's always worth a revisit. Let's just listen to two of the greats. R.I.P. both of them. Never to be seen again.
Chipping around, kick my brains around the floor. These are the days, it never ends, but it pours.
Eat a baba, eat a baba, eat a baba, bella.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out.
Tomorrow gets me high.
I mean,
God.
Turned away from it all like a blind man.
Two masters.
Yeah.
Sat on a fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn. Why?
Insane. Like, come on, man. Like, one more time. This is absurd. Incredible.
Oh.
Well, there you have it.
All right, you earned your pay for today, Christian.
Thanks, buddy.
100 minutes commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. Hey, top of the hour here, we're going to give away some more ELO tickets. Gird your loins. As a matter of fact, why don't you start calling 888-696-1003. Andy in the afternoon.
Don't you look back.
Christian singing along with Fleetwood Mac. It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock that's not stopping for another 40 minutes. I just wanted to quickly give away some tickets to see ELO. And if I'm right, Christian, we have Yvette, Matt, Dave, and Elisa on the phone. Is that right?
We do.
All right. How you guys doing tonight? You good?
Very good.
So glad. Here's the rule. Your name is your buzzer. Shout out your name if you know the answer to it. I'm going to play an ELO song. The first one of you who shouts out your name and can tell me the correct title of the song gets tickets to see ELO in September.
Andy, side wager, $5, nobody's going to know it.
If in that case, everyone gets to hear a bitchin' ELO song.
All right.
And the contest begins now.
Hello?
Yeah. No.
So good.
Yvette.
Who was that?
Yvette.
Yvette, what's the answer?
It is Mr. Blue Sky.
It is not Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh.
I want to make sure a good fan of ELO is at this show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How far into the song are they?
At this point, they could have Shazammed it. Yes?
Yeah. You know what? You are, like, breaking up. This is killing me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you don't have it by now, Andy.
Yvette, Matt, Dave, Elisa.
Elisa.
Elisa, what's your guess?
What song is it?
Strange Magic.
It is not. God, I love this song, though. It's so good.
Andy,
should I give a hint?
Yeah.
It's the first one on my favorite record from ELO. A new world record.
All right. You know what? You know what, the look on your face. Right?
Hold on, I want to hear them if they say it. Did
Yvette?
Yvette, what is it?
Sweet Talking Woman.
It is not. It's a great song though. There are people pulling their head. They're pulling their hair out right now.
Because I can barely hear you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. Elisa?
Elisa? Yes?
Living City?
Oh, good God.
Okay, sorry.
Someone could have called you from across the world with the answer to this now. Yeah. You could have shazammed it.
All right.
I'm going to give you 30 more seconds.
Might as well give somebody the answer at this point.
But it's so good.
I mean...
I guess you guys just don't want to go see the show.
I do. I love it more than life.
Dave?
I got swapped.
Dave, what is it?
I can barely hear it. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
You are just like totally breaking up.
Okay. Well, so are you. Best of luck. Sorry, guys. We didn't have a love match on that one. I guess we have another pair of tickets to give away on Monday.
I'll tell you what, Andy.
I'm going to fill the Hollywood Bowl with only connoisseurs.
Yeah. It's just going to be you and Jeff Lynne, pretty much.
Tightrope, people. It's tightrope.
Tightrope, Andy.
God.
That whole bit was a tightrope walk.
It's a fan favorite. Well, I only want ELO fans in that studio, in that concert on September 9th, 10th, and 11th. Well, Monday, we should revise the promo. We'll have some ELO tickets to give away then.
Yeah.
In the meantime, how about we continue with our 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. I got some U2.
I guess it's just unfortunate, Andy, you know?
It's not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I'm going to the show.
You're
going to buy tickets. I'll mortgage my house to go to this show. It's Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock. 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Don Henley, part of 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Another 20 or so yet to go. But, Christian, we got good news.
What's that, buddy?
We set out a quest at the beginning. It was the hustle today. It's really bad with this music in the background. It's bad, period.
It's like jazz.
But William Wise, who works in El Segundo, said that he could make it over here. So cocky was he. He works until 5:30, didn't leave the office until then. But he's made it. William, you get your tickets to see Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So, you in El Segundo, where do you work?
I can't say.
Oh.
Right.
You work for the government?
Can't say.
You work for a contractor or something?
Maybe.
Do you like Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was going to say I can't say.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Well, that's a relief. Okay, well, great. Well, you've got tickets to go see Bruce Springsteen, one of the final shows at the Sports Arena. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much.
I feel like we've got James Bond in the studio.
While he's
us.
Here, I'm going to teach William, and I'm going to teach you something, as a matter of fact. I'm going to play just a snippet of a song. Tell me if you have any guess what this is.
This again?
Coming on strong. Coming on strong.
Any idea who it is?
Are you basing your entire career on playing unrecognizable songs to people? Is that what's happening?
Any guess?
No! And Bill doesn't have headphones on, so he's got no clue.
Right. Radio plays that forgotten song, Brenda Lee's Coming On Strong. That's what that song is.
Of course. You know what?
You learned something here. You can... I'll take your apology off the air.
I mean, it's just...
William, you feel edified?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't say.
It's ridiculous.
It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock at 100.3.
Market 2 radio we're doing, Chanley.
People learn something right then.
I'm sure.
No. I'm going to get letters. I'm going to get cards and letters over that.
I'm done. Just play the song.
Philistines. Still going. It's not an Energizer Bunny, but it's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Speaking of bunnies, though, I'm going to read Guess How Much I Love You.
I'm going to read that as the
bedtime story that's coming up at 6:45, and we're going to put it on Facebook Live.
Yep.
So if you go to 100.3 The Sound, Facebook Live, you can watch me read this personally and get all the kids in, because Christian promises not to swear.
Promise.
And even William, our hustle winner for the Springsteen tickets, he's going to stick around for it. It's a not miss, people.
Yeah.
It's on the way after this, after we scare your kids with some GNR.
Yeah, gather around for some Axl Rose, kids. Woo!
Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Don't care. I want the tickets to go to somebody who's really going to enjoy the show.
This with the ELO thing, man.
It's 100.3 The Sound. Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian. 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Gosh, I hope you sure loved it today. I know I did. And I guess those tickets will just carry over.
Yeah.
Until Monday. Yeah. And Monday is Guilty Pleasure Monday, so make sure you tune in for that. And once again, Kathy Guerin of Los Osos, she's got $200, so that's going to carry over to Monday morning with Mark in the Morning at 8 a.m. Let's see. What else did I want to say? Enjoy the game this weekend. Be safe. All that kind of stuff. Rita Wild's coming in 20 minutes to take over. But we've got William here. He's hung around after getting his Bruce Springsteen tickets. Christian's here. I'm here. I'm going to put this up on Facebook Live. I'm going to do it right now. 100.3 The Sound. If you want to get the kids gathered around for Guess How Much I Love You by Sam McBratney. That is coming up. Your bedtime story to put this week to bed. It's on the way. Andy in the Afternoon at 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon, and it's time for us to read this story, Guess How Much I Love You. I'm Andy. Christian's here.
Hi.
Our contest winner, William, stuck around because...
Yep. Who wouldn't?
It's a great book.
Yeah.
I'll listen.
Guess How Much I Love You by Sam McBratney. Little Nut Brown Hair, who was going to bed, held on tight to Big Nut Brown Hair's very long ears. He wanted to be sure that Big Nut Brown Hair was listening. Guess how much I love you, he said. Oh, I don't think I could guess that, said Big Nut Brown Hair. This much, said Little Nut Brown Hair, stretching his arms out as wide as they could go. Big Nut Brown Hair had even longer arms. But I love you this much, he said. That is a lot, thought Little Nut Brown Hair. Well, I love you as high as I can reach, said Little Nut Brown Hair. Well, I love you as high as I can reach, said Big Nut Brown Hair. That is very high, thought Little Nut Brown Hair. I wish I had arms like that. Then Little Nut Brown Hair had a good idea. He tumbled upside down and reached up the tree trunk with his feet. I love you all the way up to my toes, he said. And I love you all the way up to your toes, said Big Nut Brown Hair, swinging him up over his head. I love you as high as I can hop, laughed Little Nut Brown Hair, bouncing up and down. But I love you as high as I can hop, smiled Big Nut Brown Hair, and he hopped so high that his ears touched the branches above. That's good hopping, thought Little Nut Brown Hair. I wish I could hop like that. I love you all the way down to the lane as far as the river, cried Little Nut Brown Hair. I love you across the river and over the hills, said Big Nut Brown Hair. That's very far, thought Little Nut Brown Hair. He was almost too sleepy to think anymore. Then he looked beyond the thorn bushes, out into the big dark night. Nothing could be farther than the sky. I love you right up to the moon, he said, and closed his eyes. Oh, that's far, said Big Nut Brown Hair. That's very, very far. Big Nut Brown Hair settled Little Nut Brown Hair into his bed of leaves. He leaned over and kissed him goodnight. Then he lay down close by and whispered with a smile, I love you right up to the moon. And back. Good night, Silas. Go to bed. Kiss Viv and Mom. Are you crying?
No, I was just thinking, man. You're my little brown nut hair.
Aww. Thanks.
I'm glad I took that edible about 25 minutes ago. It's fantastic.
Stay in school, kids. And now here's a little scary psychedelic music for you youngins.
Woo! Now the edible's really getting on top of me, Daddy.
Have a great weekend, everybody. The incomparable Rita Wild is next here in Los Angeles on 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock.
See you Monday.
Thank you.